The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So the Pharisees said to him, You testified on your own behalf, so your testimony cannot be verified. Jesus answered and said to them, If I do testify on my own behalf, my testimony can be verified, because I know where I came from and where I am going. But you do not know where I come from or where I am going. You judge by appearances, but do not judge anyone. And even if I should judge, my judgment is valid, because I am not alone, but it's I and the Father who sent me. Even in your law, it is written that the testimony of two men can be verified, but testified on my behalf, and so does the Father who sent me. So they said to him, Where is your father? Jesus answered, You know neither me nor my father. If you knew me, you would know my father also. He spoke these words while teaching the treasury in the temple area. But no one arrested him because his hour had not yet come. Gospel of the Lord. Jesus, I am the light of the world. We share his light because whenever we live in love, mutual love, there is a presence of Jesus. That's the light in us. He will inspire us through the Holy Spirit. Jesus promised, where two or three are united in my name, that means loving one another, I am in your midst. That means the presence. This is our light. Although we don't seek Jesus, but we can experience his presence because we love one another. By the time we love, we have this presence, and he is the light. And we can see with his heart, the heart of Jesus. Jesus come just to bring the love of the Father to the world. And we share this love with one another so that not only we, but the world will have lights, because Jesus says, I'm the light of the world.